impact on your business and your community by becoming an underwriter of KRVS programming. This spot could be yours. Call us at 337-482-5787 and ask about underwriting.
We have low pressure and a stationary front over the Gulf Coast, and that'll keep some showers and thunderstorms around the area today with our high near 82. Rain looks likely overnight along with a few thunderstorms and our low dropping to about 70, and then tomorrow's high about 79 with the cloud cover. Showers and thunderstorms look likely all day. Scattered showers on Saturday night, our low near 70, and then a good chance of rain again on Sunday, upper 70s. This is KRVS meteorologist Steve Hamilton.
Support for KRVS comes from HomeBank, helping the fixer-upper homeowner achieve their renovation dreams through HomeBank's one-time close construction loan. Learn more at home24bank.com. HomeBank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Former President Donald Trump will remain shut out of Facebook and Instagram until at least January 2023. The social media company suspended Trump's account following the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Facebook's oversight board approved the suspension, citing concerns that Trump's posts were inciting violence, but also said that the company should set a time frame. The vice president of global affairs, Nick Clegg, says the company's also changing its policy toward posts by political leaders and would be more transparent about the restrictions it imposes on users. U.S. employers added twice as many jobs last month as they did in April, though it missed economists' forecasts. But NPR Scott Horsley reports President Biden shared the new numbers as a sign of progress.
Employers added 559,000 jobs last month, and many businesses say they would have hired more workers if they had more applicants. Restaurants and amusement parks led the job gains, trying to keep pace with strong demand as pandemic fears recede and more Americans venture out. President Biden notes more than half of all adults in the U.S. have been vaccinated against the coronavirus. Here's the rest to get their shots.
This is progress, historic progress. Progress that's pulling our economy out of the worst crisis it's been in 100 years.
The unemployment rate dropped to 5.8% last month, partly because people found jobs, but also because some left the workforce altogether. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Food and Drug Administration is about to decide whether to approve the first new Alzheimer's drug in nearly two decades. NPR's John Hamilton reports that scientists disagree about the drug's effectiveness.
The FDA has until Monday to make its decision on the drug aducanumab. The agency is weighing the results of two big studies that produced conflicting results about whether the drug slows down the disease. Harry Johns is CEO of the Alzheimer's Association. He says the group wants aducanumab on the market.
This is not a cure. This is an incremental benefit, potentially.
But scientists, including Dr. Jason Karlowish from the University of Pennsylvania, oppose approval.
The data just aren't there right now to say that this is the drug to open up the new era for the treatment of Alzheimer's.
Karlowish says approving the drug could give false hope to Alzheimer's patients and their families. John Hamilton, NPR News.
The European Union's blocking all Belarusian airlines from EU airspace and denying them landing or takeoff rights for EU airports. Terry Schultz reports EU airlines are also banned from using Belarus's airspace after a Ryanair flight to land in Minsk in order for officials to arrest a critical journalist.
Hundreds of flights per day will be affected by the ban on Belarusian planes using European airspace and vice versa. The Belarusian national airline normally flies to some 20 airports in Europe, including in Austria, France, Germany, and Italy. The EU is considering further measures against the regime in Minsk for its May 23rd actions that enabled the imprisonment of opposition blogger Roman Pratasevich and his partner.
Terry Schultz in Brussels. This is NPR News. Today is the 32nd anniversary of the Tiananmen Square crackdown in China. It is forbidden to commemorate the day in China. Hong Kong has held an annual vigil, but Hong Kong police have arrested two activists as China tightens its control over the region. We have more from NPR's Emily Fang.
One of those arrested is activist and lawyer Chow Hung Tong. She helps run the organization which holds each year's vigils. Through a lawyer, she said she would fast in remembrance since she could no longer light a candle while under arrest. Normally, tens of thousands of people in Hong Kong gather on June 4th to remember the untold numbers of democracy protesters killed in 1989 by Chinese soldiers in Beijing. Police have not authorized the vigil in Hong Kong in 2 years, citing the pandemic. Hong Kong residents are being encouraged by organizers to light a candle at home or take a walk on their own instead. Emily Fang, NPR News, Huzhou, China.
The finance ministers from seven of the world's wealthiest nations are reported to be close to an agreement on compelling multinational companies such as Facebook and Google to pay higher taxes. Reuters News Service cites the French finance minister's remarks to the BBC that the G7 group's nearing a historic deal, but disagreements reportedly remain, including on the minimum rate at which companies should be taxed. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 124 points since the open at 34,702. The NASDAQ has risen 189 points, or 1.3%. It's at 13,804. And the S&P has climbed 31 points. It's at 4224. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include DuckDuckGo, a privacy company committed to raising the standard of trust online. Used by tens of millions, they work to help people search privately and avoid trackers. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Do stay tuned, though, at 1 o'clock for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. After Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. And, of course, we have more national and international news coming up at 4 o'clock on the program All Things Considered. We start off this hour with music from the late Freddie King. Freddie King, originally from Gilmer, Texas, spent a lot of the 1950s in Chicago before eventually returning back to Texas. Here is Freddie, though, recorded in England back in July of 1974.
Say, where you been?
Down to Cal's.
You been where?
Down to my sister's house.
Down to your sister's house?
Yeah.
You been down there all night?
Mm-hmm.
What you been doing?
Party.
You been to a party? What kind of party?
Whist.
A whist party? I'll tell you what, you better come here. You better shake your booty, baby. You don't want to make you mad, do you?
Uh-uh.
All right. You better shake your booty, woman. You better do it again. Don't you do that? That's all right with me.
How about this?
I didn't tell you to do all of that. But what you pulling that off on? All right, go ahead and pull that off. Yeah.
You like that, Freddy?
Let's do it just one more time. Shake your booty, baby. Keep on doing it for me.
Anytime you say it, baby.
Oh, no, I can get mad at you. As long as you do it just like that, that's all right with me. Looking good, baby. Yeah, do it again.
Yeah.
You better shake your booty, baby. Keep on shaking it for me.
Just for you, Big Daddy, anytime.
Don't you do like that, I won't get mad at you. Right on. Do it just one more time long with. Oh, that's all right with me. Ready? Get together.
Mm-hmm.
she walks into the room, dressed to kill, every man's dream come true. With her long lace stockings and her skirt well high, when she walks across the floor, grown men begin to cry. Lady of the night, dressed in black, shadows for friends in the moon at her back. Tell you people that I know it's true, the devil's eyes are out of the road. The mistress of midnight, she always gets what she wants. When she looks in your eyes, she can read your thoughts.
by the name of Sister Lucille, from a disc that came out back in October 2019. The disc is called Alive. It was produced in Memphis with a lot of good Memphis musicians. And that, of course, a number called Devil's Eyes. Before we heard Sister Lucille, we heard the late Freddie King. We heard Freddie recorded back in July of 1974. Again, a recording he did in England 2 years prior to his unfortunate passing. Freddie King doing Shake Your Booty from a disc called 1934 to 1976. And we're going to turn next here on KRVS to Selwyn Birchwood. He's on his third outing with Alligator Records, young guy from Florida, and he's doing very, very well with his latest release. Did well with the first two of them, but this one seems to be staying on the charts in high stratospheric quadrants a lot longer than the others have. Here is Selwyn Birchwood with the title track to his disc, Living in a Burning House.
I'm smelling smoke, and I know something's burning, but I'm just too scared to look. If I close my eyes and ignore all the warnings, I won't have to know the truth. My heart says leave, but my legs won't let me. I can't bring myself to leave my home. But I'm finding out that there ain't no doubt. I'm living in a burning house. Living in a burning house. I'm living in a burning house. Living in a burning house. My shadow on the wall, and the flicker makes it dance. And the air's grown thicker, I can hardly breathe at all. But all I know is this don't feel like romance, Lord. My heart says leave, but my legs won't let me. I can't bring myself to leave my home, but I'm fine.
lucky, babe. Darling, crazy too. Yeah, well, it's funky, baby. Darling, crazy too.
Get me a hot dog on the beer and make this dream last all through the year.
The late William Clark on blues harp and vocals with Ronnie Earl on guitar on that track. A number from a disc called Tip of the Top, sort of a compilation disc of some of William Clark's work over the years. Clark, a fine, fine harp player and vocalist from the L.A. area. He passed away back in the mid-1990s. He was in his mid-40s at the time, had a heart attack, and that's quite a loss to the world of blues. He'd had a number of discs out. Before we heard William Clark, we heard Selwyn Birchwood doing the title track to his new Alligator disc, Living in a Burning House. We're going to turn next year on the Blues Box to B.B. King. I got to hear a little bit of B.B. any time we can. We're going to stretch back to a live performance done back in April of 1987. This performance also features Gladys Knight. She's doing a duet here with B.B. King on this next number. B.B. King and Gladys Knight here on KRVS with their rendition of the old classic, Please Send Me Someone to Love.
Heaven, please send to all mankind understanding and peace of mind. And if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. Oh, someone to love. Will enter when hate has gone. But if it's not asking too much,
to reap just what you sow. That old saying is true. You got to reap just what you sow. That old saying is true. Like you mistreat someone, someone's gonna mistreat you. Now you're laughing, pretty baby. Someday you're gonna be crying. Now you're laughing, pretty baby. Someday you're gonna be crying. Further on up the road, you found out I wasn't lying.
Bobby Bland here on KRVS, Farther On Up the Road. He took that that particular song, Farther On Up the R&B Charts, to the number one slot back in 1957, one of his standards, Bobby Bland here on KRVS. Before that, one of Bobby Bland's old running buddies in from Memphis, Tennessee, B.B. King. We heard B.B. King, though, recorded with Gladys Knight back in April of 1987, doing a rendition of Please Send Me Someone to Love. And got a shout-out from John Broussard on that one. He likes that B.B. King and Gladys Knight. And, of course, tune in to John tomorrow, John Broussard and Melvin Caesar with Zydeco tomorrow morning here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. Well, that tune we heard B.B. King do, Please Send Me Someone to Love, was recorded first by Percy Mayfield. He wrote it and recorded it for Specialty Records back in 1950. Took that one to the number one slot on the R&B charts back then. Originally from Louisiana, from Minden, Louisiana, he ended up having his success, of course, out on the West Coast. Here is Percy Mayfield, recorded back in March of 1952. Percy Mayfield with Louisiana.
I was born way down in Louisiana. I love the weird sound, 'cause that's my home, way down in Louisiana. I'm going back and try to settle down. Gonna settle down, gonna settle down, gonna settle down in my own hometown. I live way out in California. The folks are very nice, oh, but they don't know about Louisiana. I'm going back and try to find a wife. Gonna settle down, I'm gonna settle down, gonna settle down in my own hometown. Thank you. born way down in Louisiana. I love the weary sound, cause that's my home, away down in Louisiana. I'm going back and try to settle down. Gonna settle down, gonna settle down, gonna settle down, gonna settle down.
Tell me why you like a Roosevelt, but no kin. Why you like a Roosevelt? Tell me why you like a Roosevelt. I don't know. Good God, somebody was a poor man. Administration of Congress itself. Good God, I might have had a poor chamber. Rich would drive the automobile. Pressure made the poor people rob and steal. I look next door to rob with our neighbor. Wasn't getting anything for their hard labor. Right about a ground floor, robbing and killing. Like the other president that made us more. Really best up again, gave a comfortable home. Why, like a Roosevelt? Why, like a Roosevelt? I've told you the history of Roosevelt's life, how he's done with his real strife. Red daughter mine, but he left us in rock. And I've been so worried, she was a girl, to Roosevelt, that was become a girl. She notified us some across the sea. She all get worried about for me. Keep on fighting for victory. Father, you did what you all was wrong. But what about the father when the verse is wrong? Sad about Roosevelt. Sad about Roosevelt. Sad about Roosevelt, poor no kin. Good God, to my what a poor man friend. Good God, to my number, what a time. England and Churchill to sign. To working to the European war. Put him out in the hands of the Almighty God. His success, actually, good God Almighty, what history. Wish Roosevelt could live to see glory waving over Germany. God Almighty knew just what was the best. Knew the president needed a rest. Battle is fought, victory done won. Children, our problems just begun. Burden get a heavy, don't know what to do. Call on Jesus, he's the president. Sad about Roosevelt. What is sad about Roosevelt? What is sad about Roosevelt? Well, no, I can't. Good God, tomorrow.
Philadelphia street singer Blind Connie Williams, recorded by folklorist Pete Welding in May of 1961 in Philadelphia. And Connie Williams doing a rendition of a number that was originally done by gospel singer Otis Jackson shortly after Franklin Roosevelt passed away, a tribute to the late, great FDR. And Blind Connie Williams was a really, really fine guitarist in the style of Reverend Gary Davis. The two of them had been friends. When Pete Weldon found him playing on the streets, he was playing basically gospel music on an accordion. We heard Percy Mayfield just before hearing Blind Connie Williams. Percy Mayfield did a number called Louisiana. He recorded that one back in 1952. We're going to turn next year on a blues box of Reverend Gary Davis. He came from the Carolinas, first recorded in New York City back in 1935. Then in the early 40s, moved to Harlem because it offered a much better venue for a blind street singer than anywhere in the Carolinas would. So he definitely did well there, and he influenced a whole lot of folk musicians. Here's Reverend Gary Davis, recorded back in June of 1957.
Well, I won't have to die no more. and the evening sun goes down, well, I won't have to cry no more when the evening sun goes down. Well, I won't have to die no more and the evening sun goes down.
While the train goes round the bend, standing there trembling. While the train goes round the bend, well, I started in the crying. People, I don't have no friend.
a wagon man builds up, a loafer tie them down. A wagon man builds up, a loafer tie them down. Well, I worked hard all of my life, now you're getting pushed around.
The Muddy Waters Band recorded in February of 1956. Very interesting recording. It features both James Cotton and Little Walter on blues harp. James Cotton was doing basically the train whistle, and Little Walter was just filling in the scenery on his chromatic blues harp. Quite an interesting, again, nice piece by the Muddy Waters Band. Before we heard Muddy, we heard the Reverend Gary Davis doing When the Evening Sun Goes Down, recorded in New York back in June of 1957. Again, Gary Davis was a big influence on all sorts of guitarists, Dave Van Ronk, Jorma Kalkanen, and quite a number of others. Next here on the Blues Box, music from the Memphis Jug Band. Here they are, recorded in Memphis, of course, back in October of 1929, a piece called K.C. Moan.
I thought I heard that kiss me when she blew. Oh, I thought I heard that kiss me when she blew. Oh, I thought I heard that kiss me when she blew. She blew like my woman's own bow.
And get a pack.
Okay.
Hello, boys. What can I do for you?
I have a pack of cigarettes.
All right, here you are. Be 3 cents more, though.
What's that for?
Sales tax. Haven't you ever heard of sales tax?
I sure haven't. What's going to happen next, man? You know they got a law here to call sales tax.
Sales tax? What is that for?
That's 3 cent tax on everything that's sold. They said that's the government's rule.
The government's rule? Well, there's lots of things sold that the government knows anything about.
Well, I'll just sing a little song about the sale tax.
This time now, he's shooting me. Corn is costing $1.03.
The sale tax is on it.
The sale sign on the wall said liquor for sale.
You know the sale tax is on it.
Oh, the sale tax is on it. Oh, the sale tax is on it. Everywhere you go. I never seen the like since I've been born. The women got sale tax on the stuff at home.
Oh, the sale tax is on it.
All the sale tax is on it. All the sale tax is on it. Everywhere you go. You know these sale taxes are pain.
Mississippi Sheiks, recorded in San Antonio back in, what was it, March of 1934. Bo Carter, Bo Chapman is Bo Carter, guitar and vocals. Also Walter Vincent on guitar and vocals. Lonnie Chapman on violin. The Mississippi Sheiks were a very, very popular string band. That, of course, a number called Sales Tax. Before hearing the Mississippi Sheiks, we heard the Memphis Jug Band. They were really the most prolific jug band, recording jug band out of Memphis and I think also St. Louis during the 1920s. We heard them and recorded back in 1929 doing a piece called KC Moan. Next year on the Blues Box on KRVS, the interesting duet of Matt Baxter and Jake Sampson from their disc Haunted that came out in 2012. Again, interesting group. Here they are doing a number four. It's called Take Me Back Home.
Take me back home. That's where I wanna be. Take me back home. That's where I wanna be. Been away too long, missed the love of my family. Bright lights always on. Bright lights was always on my mind. Bright lights and fast women took everything out. Thank you. I feel like crying. I just wanna go on back home. I feel like crying. I just wanna go on back home. Bright lights and fast women took everything I own. Take me back home. That's where I want to be. Take me back home. That's where I want to be. Take me back home. That's where I want to be.
Matt Baxter and Jake Sampson. Baxter on guitar, Jake Sampson on acoustic bass and doing the vocal. Sampson, originally from Detroit, the two are based out of San Francisco, or at least they were. Again, this is a 2012 release. It seems to be the only disc they had out, but it's quite good. Some great acoustic blues. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS. I'm Raoul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in. Also like to invite you to stay tuned. We have more good music coming your way in just a few minutes on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer and After Nick. And stay tuned for Roger Cash. Roger's up at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. And, of course, we have national and international news coming your way at 4 p.m. on the program All Things Considered. This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Programming on this station made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by listeners like you, to whom we would like to say thanks. And if you're not a supporter and would like to help us out, go to our website, krvs.org, hit the red donate button, and join the members that do help us. Have a great weekend. We'll be back next Friday. Seem to be having a problem kicking off the American Roots, so hang in there with us. We'll be right with you.